All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Again, Texans continue their work in training camp 2025 this week in West Virginia at the Greenbrier. And hearing from the head coach from West Virginia will be you. So let's listen to D'Amico Ryans right now on Sports Radio 610.
How good?
We've talked a lot about the offense, but defense has had a lot of good days. What have you seen from their development so far?
When I look at our defense just throughout training camp, these guys are really, they're competitive, they're edgy, they play together, and I see a really good unit, like, gelling together defensively. They're making a lot of plays, and they're playing with enthusiasm as well. Not only just the enthusiasm, but they're really executing very well, and that's, you know, credit to those guys really putting in the work with their coaches to being on the detail. So they're doing an outstanding job. In the same vein as I said for the defense, our offense is getting better. That's training camp. I talk about it all the time. I'm not just throwing out a term, but when I talk about iron sharpening iron, if everybody brings their best every single day, we will all get better. We're still one team. We're going to go out and compete against another team. We are making each other better here. Our offense is making our defense better. Defense is making our offense better. And that's what training camp is all about. So I'm very, you know, excited to see where our guys are. And really, I'm excited to see them go play against someone else. It's becoming that time of camp where it starts to get a little chippy. Guys are tired of going against each other. So I'll be excited, you know, when the end of the week comes and we're able to go against Minnesota.
You mentioned Titus's ability to play a bunch of different spots. Is him at tackle today a playing thing, or is that out of necessity with
camp? Yeah, as you see with our offensive line, you'll see different guys in different spots. You've seen that from OTAs. You've seen that throughout training camp. No different, no extra news to report or anything about it. Today is just our guys are moving around just like they've done kind of all camp.
Do you like Titus at guard versus tackle, or is just he can do a lot of stuff?
Yeah, Titus has shown the ability to play outside at tackle, and he's played at guard all his career, so he's moved around a lot. He's flexible to be able to do that. I remember we were in a pinch late a couple years ago. Titus bumped inside, and it's no issue. Titus is an unselfish player that does whatever we're asked to do. That's what I like about him. And it always helps when you have the ability to do both. And he's done a good job at both tackle and guard. So wherever he ends up, I know Titus is going to bring his best, and he's going to help our line to be better this year. When it comes to, you know, our structure defensively, I don't know how those guys line up. I don't know. So, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. Sorry. And being here, man, it's awesome. Hopefully you guys get a shot. Man, this is a beautiful place to come here, to get great weather for our guys to be able to work. Everything is very convenient where we are with the Performance Center here, fields right here. Man, it's been outstanding. And the people here at Greenbrier have been unbelievably nice, kind to us. And it's been first day has been great, and it'll continue to go that way. I just really want to thank our staff, everybody in the football ops department, for them to set up shop just like we're back home. They brought everything you could think of, everything we need. We have it. Our team has done an unbelievable job of just being prepared. Even though we're away here in West Virginia, it feels like we're at home because we have everything that we need. Yeah, joy is contagious, and that's what you see from our unit. They play with joy, and they're so excited to see other guys make a play. I have to wait for a period. They make a play, the entire sideline is running on the field. They're having a lot of fun, and it's not just about one guy. Anybody who makes a play, everybody's excited, and I like to see that because that's what we're about, that team mentality, seeing your brother do well and being just as excited as if you made that play. I love to see our guys right gelling together that way, and it's fun to watch.
Go.
I did not see it. I was on to the next play.
I've got a question about a totally different player, man. You play with John Weeks, right? Did you play with John Weeks?
I did,
yeah,
yes.
I was gonna say, okay, so now that you guys have Austin Brink, West Virginia guy, that's what I'm asking you about.
kind of fit in? Because Weeks held that position now for 15 years. What do you guys see him bring from that kind of thing that he can replace him?
You know, we're excited to have Brinkman, a young player. You know, anytime you have a rookie at the long snapper position, there's some growing pains that comes with that. But Brinkman has the temperament. He has the skill set to step in and do a great job. And the first thing first is to have great snaps. And that's what he's done. He's been very consistent with his snaps. All right, him and Tommy are working together. I mean, pre-practice, after practice, the work never stops with Brinkman. And for him, having two veterans and Tommy and Emi work with him to bring him along, like, I think he ended up in the best spot that he can end up in by having those veterans who's taking him under their wings and they're caring for him, making sure they're all on the same page. So really pleased with Brinkman, excited to see him get some action in the game so he can get, you know, knock the rust off a little bit. It's a little different when the games come, but I think he'll do a really good job for us. And from our tight ends, what I've seen, you know, difference is how these guys are blocking at the line of scrimmage, right? You see that finish, you see the edge, you see the physicality. They're doing a really great job, you know, on the end of the line of scrimmage, blocking, you know, our defensive ends, and they make it tough. Our guys make it tough every down, but our tight ends, they are fighting, they're playing really great technique, and it's going to pay off for us. I think really well in the run game is when it's going to pay off, and, you know, Kaylee's done a great job, him and Jake working together with the tight ends. I can see a drastic improvement in where the guys are now, so it's good.
Best memories from playing high school ball, and how did those 4 years help shape you into the player and coach that you are today?
Yeah, taking it back to high school ball, man, it was so much fun playing high school ball, because for me, you represented your community. Everybody there at your high school were guys that you went to elementary school with, middle school with, and you get to play high school football with those same guys. So it was a special moment to represent your hometown. And it was just fun times being in the locker room with your guys. You know, it's grimy practices, like it's drinking out of the PVC pipe, like water holes. It's just you found out you really love football or you don't playing high school football, right? And that's what I found out. I found my love for the game in high school when we went through some rough times. We had a really great coach, and we had really great work in the offseason to bring us together. We were a very close group. And as our high school team, and that's what I remember most, those memories, us being close, playing well together, and representing our hometown.
We'll take a couple more. Do you have a goal for this week, getting the guys out of Houston, getting the guys to change the scenery, just goal for this week being here?
Yeah, the main goal is for our guys to come up and really focus on football. I think being in Houston at times, we really have to be conscious of the weather. And you're trying to make sure guys are hydrated, making sure guys are – at some times you're just surviving practice. Where here, we're not worried about those elements, and we're worried about, you know, thriving, actually getting better at technique and football. And that's all you have to focus on. So the heat isn't an issue. So my goal is to come here. Can we be dialed in, and can we see great improvement in our execution from not having to worry about the heat?
It's your second year with Tim Settle in this defense. What kind of growth have you seen him having a year under –
Tim is he's much more comfortable with what we're asking him to do, and we're still straining to him. He still has to be better at being consistent with this technique. At times it's great, at times, so can he be, if he's consistent, I think Tim can be a dominant player inside for us, and he's straining every day to work that consistency, but he's more comfortable. He understands what we're asking him to do, and when he does it right, he's in the backfield a lot, disrupting, making a lot of plays.
Matt have both talked about improving the tackling this year. Have you guys tweaked the way you teach it or coach it at all?
Yeah, we haven't tweaked how we coach tackling. It's just bringing awareness to where we miss tackles and how we miss tackles. And a lot of times, if we miss tackles where our body is behind the player a lot, right? And that's going to put you in a bad position to miss, bad position to hip drop, whatever that case may be. So it's more reteaching and emphasizing, hey, can we get our bodies in front? As I say, it's body on body, step on the guy's toes and wrap them up. So if we wrap better, if we get our body in better position, we'll be a better tackling team.
Last one.
How do you feel like the running back stepped in? Our backs have done a really good job, man. Woody Marks has stepped in, and he's made some really nice runs over the past couple of days. Jawar is playing fast. It shows he's playing, and Chubb is – he plows behind his pads, and he's going to gain yardage. So all those guys collectively have done a really good job at the running back room.
Thanks, Coach.
Good. All right. Thank you, guys.
There you go. The head coach of your Houston Texans, D'Amico Ryan's out there after practice number one at the Greenbrier, practice number 10. Of training camp. And I'm sorry, how did he describe the running backs that have been out there working? Obviously, we know Joe Mixon dealing with the ankle injury. Damian Pierce still trying to find his way back to the practice field doing work on the side, although I saw a number of people mention that he looked like he was doing good work, like he looked, you know, explosive and the cuts were good. Woody Marks made some really good runs. Jawar Jordan has been good. And Nick Chubb, with a little bit of a hesitation, plowing behind those pads. I don't sound like somebody who's crazy explosive right now. Now, does it? With all due respect, like, I do think that, hey, you need somebody who can plow behind them pads. Like, I mean, we were talking about, hey, can you get British Brooks to do some of that last year? I think that is useful. However, that does not strike me as like all, like, you know, do everything back necessarily.
Has that been a train you've been on?
I have not seen the same level of explosion as with old Nick Chubb, which again, I don't think that's a crazy thing to say. I think that's a reasonable expectation at his age and with the injury history that he has. But I did find it interesting that I'm not even waiting to ask. I'm adding a Woody Marks point on that, because the first name that he talks about when you talk about the backs is Woody Marks. Then Jawar Jordan. Then he circles back around to Nick Chubb. I do find that interesting. Am I making too much of that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, first on Chubb, I lean more in your camp. I like the addition. I think he could have a good year, but I think expectations are also too high for him with a lot of fans, where they think, kind of like we were talking about with Correa, like this is the Chubb of 3 years ago and he's going to come be that star. That's not him anymore, and D'Amico's made multiple comments talking about how he's kind of not the same running back he used to be, and that's okay. But in regards to Woody Marks, yeah, I touched on it briefly in passing maybe earlier, but I kind of have high expectations for him in the sense of there's just that.
Not Nick Chubb, though.
What's that?
Not Nick Chubb, though. Not mess with you.
No. High expectations? I'm in your camp. But for Woody, I think it's just because of the opportunity right now. And they traded to get him. And you know, I think they obviously like him and what he brings to the table. So that somebody's going to have to step. I still have a lot of questions with some of the position groups on offense. So whether it's Damian Pierce, whether it's Woody Marks, I think somebody else is going to have to step up, not be the be-all, end-all back, but just as that supplement option, because I don't think you can solely rely on Joe Mixon and or Nick Chubb.
Yeah, I'm very intrigued and interested to see how this kind of mentality, assuming that this is, you know, representative of the way they're actually thinking and it's not just Reggie reading too much into one statement that D'Amico Ryans makes, does this mean that we'll get a more balanced approach? Because that was a conversation we had going into last year. Are we just going to continue to workhorse Joe Mixon at this point in his career? That's a question that is asked. And how much do they believe in the idea of Woody Marks and Jawar Jordan and Nick Chubb, to the point of, do they spread this out with whoever the retainer remains? Plus, no mention of Dare. Does it just feel like Dare's in a different group? Or maybe do you think that, you know, D'Amico, if not, you know, other you know, decision makers on the Texans, are not thinking of him in that same space?
Yeah, I think he's in the different group in terms of just what he brings to the table. I don't think he's viewed as the same type of option or weapon as Chubb, Mixon, Woody Marks, so on and so forth. And then, like I said, if Damian Pierce is healthy, I mean, I'd put him in that group as well. So now you're already talking about four options at the position that I think are better and bring more to the table than Dare. So he'd be slotted in, you know, probably number fifth at best, or then you get into the other guys too, Taylor and Jordan. So yeah, I just don't think he's in that same fold and viewed as the same as what Woody Marks could do potentially for this team and bring to that running back position.
Although the thing that I know Dare does, and I'm still hoping to get some idea of if Woody Marks can develop for himself, is pass block.
It's true.
Pass block. That will definitely change the way that you can be utilized, especially if we're starting to talk about third down backs. Again, that was one of the places where we saw Dare. Unfortunately, you were in third and long a decent amount, and when you're in that space, you could expect number 33 to trot out there because you knew he could pass block and then leak out, catch the football, maybe run a draw if you needed him to. That's a little tougher if you have Woody Marks, who is a great receiving back. His catch radius has been very fun to watch, but if you know that you're going to get pressure, people are pinning their ears back, and you don't know if he can pick up that block, you can't put him out there.
That's got to be such like an unfun role to have. You only go out there to pass block, and then when we do hand you the ball, it's going to be in a draw, and the whole stadium's going to boo because we're running it on 3rd and 12.
No, that's a great point. We should do like a quick list of the like the least fun roles or, you know, jobs to have in sports. Because sometimes, a lot of times, I don't think any of those guys enjoy it. But, you know, at some point, I got to do this in order to make my hay.
For sure.
And so Dare, I think he knows to get in where he fits in. And that is being draw and pick up blitz guy. Like, I think that is very much a part of what you got to do.
Yeah. I say good for him. He's a team player. But that's one of the tougher roles out there for these guys, non-linemen, that you have to, you only block, and then, every once in a while, we'll give you a little dump off and when you have no chance of getting a first down, or we'll give you a handoff and everyone's going to boo you. And those are the only times you touch the football.
I will say he was making the best out of it, though, yes, man, because it was times where they actually had to rely on him and he was making a couple plays. I think at one point, a couple years ago, he was the kicker. I know you hate to turn the Swiss Army knife, but he is literally that, man. Whatever you need me to do, I'll do it. I'll try my best.
Yes, absolutely. So I don't know. We might have to find a way to shoehorn that in at some point. But you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. A number of more things that I caught my attention talking hearing D'Amico. I think we'll talk with Sean and Seth about that at 12:40 when we have the practice report come down. But before we get there, let's get into our lunchtime confessions as we typically do, and we will do those next.